Hey everyone, this is Charlie. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Zenner, the skill to catch a vibe. Everyone who was here is still here. So we have Alexia, Megan, Mia, and newly joining us, the ghost of Griffin Congdon.
Yeah.
Hey guys. Happy to be here.
So soon after your brutal murder too.
Hey, it's still me.
What's it feel like to haunt the building?
Same guy, you know, just like without the body.
I was freaking out. It was a shock. It was a shock when he came
We're
in
still
and
shocked.
Pulled your body.
I have to say though, like looking down at my dead body, it's like oddly peaceful. It's like, oh, that's not me.
What do you want us to do with it?
Yeah.
Well, it was pulled out the window.
Right.
I'd be fine with, you know, someone just removing it. I don't need to know where it goes. It's not me, guys.
Well, we got an exciting show coming up. I'm only partially following the theme, but our first song tonight is Scary Monsters and Super Creeps by David Bowie.
Yep.
Super creeps, keep me running.
Alright, guys, we're back. Spontaneous talk break.
You don't even warn us.
No, not at all.
Nowhere.
The song is still playing.
We gotta be on our toes.
Yeah, you just put your head up to the mic that doesn't exist.
I know, I was like, oh.
So, in the last hour, we talked a lot about what people's favorite Halloween costume ever is, but we didn't talk at all about what we're all being this year.
What are you gonna be?
We mentioned last show.
Didn't we do this last week?
Well, that was just ideas, but like, what are the solidified plans?
Yeah, we've solidified plans.
Not there yet.
Yeah, are you even there?
As my ghost myself.
Bro, I don't even know. For Friday, okay, I like to do multiple costumes. Friday, I have absolutely no ideas. I need help. Guys, call in if you have recommendations.
855-915-9636.
I know. I might go tomorrow.
I was also thinking about going tomorrow. I need to get face paint.
I was going to go to Spirit Halloween.
So, my Halloween costume, I'm going to be Charlie Spirit Kelly from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Nice.
I need to get... I need to make my face look like it's been spray painted.
Mm-hmm. That's... the only way to describe
it. My props are going to be that and then a bag of spaghetti.
And a shirt.
Oh, yeah, I did get a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be carrying around a bag of spaghetti.
Nice.
That's literally just you anyways.
I love props for Halloween.
Yeah.
My body was going to be Ellen DeGeneres because it had like a short blonde haircut. Now I don't even think I need to wear a costume because people will just be horrified by the sight of me.
You can also carry around like your corpse too.
I don't really have a physical form anymore, so I can't lift.
We can like put it on like a pulley system for you, have it be like a puppet. What,
yeah, what we can do Bernie's scenario.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Sorry.
Okay. What if I repossessed my own body and it's like a dead
corpse? It's gonna decompose, so you're gonna be like a zombie situation.
Yeah.
I think I'm like Halloween.
Built-in costume.
To, like, embalm your body so it like is keeping intact. That'd be pretty cool.
I like that.
Zombies valid, and then people won't be really that scared. They'll just think you're in costume.
Zombie.
It'll be really good.
Yeah, it'll be your last day out as a free person.
Okay, because it's on Halloween. I was gonna say, is this like a situation where, if, you know, you die in this square, in this space, you can't leave, like, your ghost can't leave that space.
Unless you possess the body.
But it's on Halloween, though. Yes. On Halloween, all spirits roam free.
Wait, are you telling me I cannot leave this space?
No, I'm saying, is it until that situation Halloween. With
the I don't
body?
Know. Yeah. I haven't. I've been here since
I've died. He hasn't tried
yet.
Well, let us know, like, when you find out.
Guys,
goodness.
Call in next week if you think that Griffin made it out of the studio.
Oh, my goodness.
Call in if you have any ideas on if Griffin will go to heaven or hell, whether he will rest among the blessed or the damned. And until then, we're gonna listen to Dr. Worm by They Might Be Giants and then Psychopath by Saint Vincent.
I am devastated.
Good morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things Good morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm. I am an actual worm. I live like a worm, and I like to play the drums. I think I'm getting good, but I can handle criticism. I'll show you what I know, and you can tell.
What's up, guys? Hey. Do you guys want to talk after that depressing song, frankly?
Sure.
Honestly, I don't even feel like I can be depressed anymore, you know? The worst thing that could have possibly happened to me already happened.
That's true.
But yeah. That happened to your living body, not your soul.
But now you're stuck in eternal damnation.
Yeah, the worst thing, that's yet to happen to you is yet to happen, because okay. I'm about... My fantasy team is going to ether you this week.
But he can't even use a phone.
Do you think I care?
Geno Smith will not protect your immortal soul.
If I hypothetically cared still, I would disagree, because I think that I have players that can just out-duel yours.
Listen, my players outdid yours a couple weeks ago.
Griffin is 7 in our 8-person league.
Tens of points. Okay. And I did lose last week. And yes, I did lose this week. But I'm telling you, if I take you again, I could probably take you down once again and wipe the floor with your face.
With the non-existent face.
With the soul.
Or just like his dead body.
Let's talk about like shooting a man while he's down.
Like, yeah, quite literally.
This really is. I don't know why it's like the. You know, on Griffin's literal dead body. Yeah. You know,
It's starting to smell in here.
You are above one person in our fantasy football league. Shout out to Joe Rosenberg's team named Damian Lillard. He's not contributing a piece this week because the thing he sent me was too full of profanity.
So my body's team is better than Joe Rosenberg's team.
Yes, actually, that's you're 3-4. Lit. He's 2-5.
That is lit. Thank you.
Well, there you go.
If anyone has a working body, I don't. But and you're free on Saturday, you should run or walk a 5K for educational justice. If you're interested, go to the pdgreenprogram.org and look up events. And there's a really awesome 5K happening in Chestnut Hill Preserve. Saturday at 1. You should go and move your bodies, because I sure can't.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. For people who are free on Saturday. That doesn't count as our PSA. Ladders will still come later in the hour.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As it always will.
Mm. Yeah.
I wish I could fall off a ladder.
You could.
Would that have been a better death? Fun.
Yeah, I literally looked into the window and I died.
Yeah.
At least the positive thing is Nicola and I have been talking in our ghost tongue, and we've had some really deep and meaningful conversations so far that helps with the existential dread.
That's good to hear.
Or non-existential dread, yeah.
What would be like your ideal way to go out?
What would have been your ideal way to go out?
I mean, anything other than that, basically.
I would have
wanted to get old, to be honest. Yeah.
What about like hippopotamus?
I was gonna say, would you say if a tape measure fell on your head from the Empire State Building?
This is
would
true.
Good callback.
Would you be okay? I mean,
honestly, like, I'd prefer this one. I'd prefer this. Yeah.
But you'd be looking at the Empire State Building, like. Wow.
You'd be in New York.
Wow. It's not that pretty, honestly.
I would be in the big city.
Wow.
Sorry.
Dang, Alexia.
Was that an unpopular opinion? It's just a building. Like, what even happens there? It's just business.
It's not even the tallest one there anymore.
I know.
That's sad.
Overrated.
Yeah, because they made the Twin Towers, and then everyone knows what happened to those.
Yeah.
And then they made a new one, and that one's still taller than the Empire State Building.
The
so
World
the Empire
Trade.
State Building isn't even that cool anymore. You know what? You know what one's actually really, really lame? The Space Needle. The Space Needle is garbage.
Yeah, speak on it.
It spins, which is kind of cool, but like overall, frankly, garbage.
It spins?
Garbage structure. Yeah, like at
the top
used to be a
spins?
Restaurant. And it used to be a spinning restaurant.
Well, that's
kind of
so cool.
They literally have that in Boston, bro.
Where?
They have that at the Pru.
But it's not as cool as you think it would be.
The restaurant at the top of the Pru spins.
What?
Hey, you guys know this?
No.
Yeah, you have to pay a lot more money now than you used to, though.
It, like, fully spins?
Yeah. It, like, spins.
How do
you get a full view?
Engineer that?
It stays still in the middle where the elevator is, and you kind of step into it.
Same concept with the Space Needle.
Yeah.
I think I just, like, throw up my food.
You know what is even cooler than that, though? Mm. The pyramid.
Fast pyramid.
That's an insane callback, Megan.
I miss
real,
it.
Well,
real hour to kill. Oh, wait, no, you're not hour to kill. Real matter of fact. Heads know about the Bass Pro Shops Pyramid.
Well, I had these family friends who I stayed with in Memphis who took me. They came over this weekend, so we were chatting about that.
So, like, when's our group field trip? Your friend can't come, but...
No, because he's tied to the...
He's dead. Tied to the studio.
That's his,
Griffin, that's enough.
he's tied to the station.
No, actually, it was kind of nice. Can you do it again?
A little ASMR.
Yeah, just like a little...
I don't know why you guys think I was doing that.
I literally couldn't
do that.
What was that, then?
Charlie?
What was that?
Bird and I hum so loud. us on a new red sand. Taste the honey from a flower named Blue. Way down in California. And the New York drowns as we have had.
I'm calling it there. Frankly, that one's too long. So, sadly, we are now saying goodbye to Griffin's ghost. We've called in the priest. He's performing the exorcism as we speak. Holy water is being thrown against the wall.
Nicola and Griffin will be gone.
He's being put to rest.
But before that, Griffin may...
Pause. Stop. Hold on. Yep.
Griffin's ghost may want to weigh in on the incoming first game of both of our favorite team season.
Yes.
Celtics-Knicks tomorrow night.
This was exactly what I needed to pause my exorcism for. Yeah. I mean, once I'm back in my body, I'd be super stoked to like watch the NBA season.
You think you're going back to your body?
Is that not what...
No,
we're just getting rid of you.
Okay, listen, that's not what an exorcism
underworld is.
What?
You're being punished.
Yeah, your soul's gonna be weighed against a feather.
So I'll be a Knicks fan.
Yeah, you excited for this Knicks season? You think they're gonna be any good?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're gonna be a mediocre team in the Eastern Conference, which, you know, there's worse things to be, you know, such as a Heat fan.
No. Heat Pistons tomorrow. And Celtics Heat Friday, October 27th, which is exciting.
You know what that says about the Heat is that they are so boring that their opening game is versus the Detroit Pistons.
That's true.
The Knicks are playing the Celtics. Yeah, they didn't get a fun one. That means they're not going to be fun.
Okay, well. I didn't know that Pistons was a team.
Exactly.
You wouldn't know that many of them are teams because you don't watch sports.
Yeah, but I think I know the names of enough teams, and I have literally never
even heard of
the Pistons.
Name drop.
Well,
name as many teams as you can.
Okay, is this a team? Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
Vancouver Red Bulls.
Yeah.
Los Angeles Clakers.
The what?
Los Angeles Quakers.
No.
Dallas Mavericks.
No.
Chicago Red Wings.
No.
Chicago Black Wings.
No.
Okay. Chicago Wings.
No.
Chicago Bulls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
One.
I think they may know a couple NBA teams.
Yeah. Guys, did I win?
They did okay.
Did I win, guys?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you think the Knicks should make a big move? I've been hearing people say that they should get rid of... Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that they should get rid of everyone. Mm-hmm. Empty their depth to pick up Embiid.
No. I don't think we should make a big trade right now. I don't want Karl-Anthony Towns or to trade the entire team for Embiid yet. I just want to get rid of Randall. If we can get some young people. I don't want to get older. I want to get younger. I think, you know, there's a good foundation right now.
I have heard tell that patient. Donovan Mitchell wants to go to the Knicks.
Exactly.
And I'm a big fan of his.
I love Mr. Mitchell. And I think that if we're patient, something good will happen.
It's a good philosophy to live by.
Or
watch basketball by.
Or
not.
Bye. Or go to the afterlife by.
Yeah, or go to the afterlife by. So we have to say goodbye to Griffin's poor Griffin. Little spirit.
Wherever I'm
if
going.
If you want more NBA takes from me, I don't know why you would. Go into the WMFO website and listen to last week's Hour to Kill, where I was a guest and we talked for a whole hour about the state of the NBA. That's up on the WMFO website for a couple more days until Saturday. So if you want to listen, give it a listen.
Next week, we're going to pull out the Ouija board.
Next week, we're not going to be here.
That's exciting.
The week after.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can contact Griffin via Ouija board.
Okay. Aww.
Would you like to be a part of that?
I would, yeah.
All right.
Bonding moment.
Bye, everyone.
Okay.
Now we have Haunted by Lauren Les. Bye, Griffin.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet, it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Reanimated, I once had kicked the bucket, I'm back, cutting making up a list of reasons I love my mother's laugh. The best one is that's just what it is. Can full of crumpled sheets, I need another draft. Put it on my tab. It get ugly hugging on that cold mug of flask. The folly of man. I found my father in my furtive glance. Furrowed brow, I'm back warmer than I was. Forward further transmuting 1 to 10. The only difference is the circle. Boosted signal virtue to the kid. He implemented as a bigger person. Sword tip pointed at the voices, long nights. The candlestick all wick, short highs. I see you where the pawns rise. Some people's job is to fall, walk light, otherwise stomp. Troglodytes need the lights off. You keep your sharks biting, shine on, inspire more at Wichita. I'm in the wind like Wichita. Told Al, keep the griddle hot. Shouts to Spitter, shouts to all my getting by. Dreams of living large. The streetcar called Pride, dropping off in the morgue. It's no free rides out here anymore. But it never really was. It's not normal, but I swear this is regular. Free to rule.
Must be the what's my window? What do you think I see? And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. It's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Two rabbits running in the ditch. Oh no. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch. Where'd I go? Where'd I go?
Alright guys, this is our last song for the night. This is a version of Friend of the Devil live from Winterland. Yeah, we're gonna be leaving
17 minutes.
Pretty
no,
13 minutes left.
I'm gonna head out after this talk break.
Yeah, we will be back later in the song because this is a live dead track. I don't feel any need not to talk over it. So we'll be back.
We will be back.
But I don't know how much more talking to me. It's
I
pretty
don't know.
Late.
It's
I'm
been
pretty
a,
tired.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long, long
day. Long
day,
I think,
day.
For
it's
all
gonna
of us.
Be a long week. We got a lot of homework.
Yeah, a lot of homework that'll be done so we can enjoy our wonderful, wonderful long weekend ahead of us.
Yeah.
Long weekend?
I mean, long weekend as in many things to
Bro,
do this
you got
weekend.
Me excited.
I wish it was a long
well,
weekend.
Well, I don't
I
know.
Had
if
a day
we have our. And, what?
Any weekend can be a long weekend if you skip your classes.
This is true.
But then
that's
you
why
feel
I
feel guilty.
Have
yeah, I never yeah. schedule classes.
Yeah, I never
Fridays.
Skip my classes. Yeah. We go to Tufts University. We're nerds.
Yeah, like I wake up, don't want to go to class. Go to class.
Exactly.
Happens.
All right, so to finish off the show tonight, we've got Friend of the Devil.
Spend the night. The devil called me there. Took my $20 bill, vanished in the air. Said I was running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight. Just my so sweet tonight. One, two reasons why I cry. Rage going high. First one's names.
Hello?
Hey guys, I'm just walking in my car and I, you know, it's kind
oh,
of
I heard
a
the wait sign.
Yeah,
it's kind of a scary night up tonight, you know, with all the things going on. And
oh,
I
yeah,
just
stay
to
safe.
Call
yeah.
and make sure that I made it to my car.
Yeah,
today.
No, that call was really. Oh my god, it was terrible, right, Megan?
Yeah, it was yeah. really scary. Are you like?
Are you
do you
okay?
feel safe or everything?
I don't really like see many people out. There's like a couple like students. There is this like guy that's like. coming towards me. I don't know. He has a costume on, but I think he's just...
Yeah, I don't think it's Halloween yet. I think you should really run away.
Alexia, run.
Wait.
Get out of there.
Alexia, are you there?
Alexia?
Oh my gosh.
Someone should go outside.
Oh no.
Let me check out the window.
Oh my gosh.
Just might get some sleep tonight.
Never mind.
What? Megan died. No, Mia Megan. Died too, looking no,
Mia,
out the window.
Mia died looking out the window.
Oh no.
Good one. I can't. Mia almost died falling out of the chair.
Mia almost actually just died.
No, it didn't.
Maybe a little bit.
No,
dude, I saw you.
Oh no, no, falling down out of the chair. Oh.
Yeah, I saw Mia trip about 3 times on our short walk to CVS. So.
And to your car and back, but
yes.
Dying too. Oh no. What? The ghost of Mia just killed Megan? It wasn't even Ghostface this time. It was Mia. Wow. Mia's ghost. I just watched that whole thing. What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm coming for the rest of you guys who are listening to the show right now.
Oh wow. All one listeners are so scared right now.
Is there really one listener?
No.
Oh?
Guys, it's Megan's ghost.
Hi. That's what my ghost sounds like.
Oh, what a show, guys.
Thank you.
We put on a good show. This has been...
The Better Bathroom is still alive!
Woo! Yeah, this has been the members of the Better Bathroom on Zen and Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. And now the dead will play us out of here tonight. Good night. I will not see you next week because we will be handing out candy to trick-or-treaters. But in 2 weeks, we'll be back in the studio with more tunes and hopefully more guests. Bye.
Happy.
Share this song. gonna spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino Bay, one in Cherokee. First one say she got my child, but it don't look like me. Said I'm running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
The guns, dug it to the graves, cause I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster. Gangster of love. Now look here. When I go into a bar, goes from near and far, say I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I jumped in my wife's Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. 55 girls and kiss them all at the same time. Took 25 to 30 and put them all on a freight with $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff said, "Is your name Stevie Guitar Miller?" In a very deep voice, and I said, "Yes, the brother sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse." I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it.
Brand new. I used to live inside a lie with you, and now we're honest and it feels so good. Oh. Hello, 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 I see clearly. So long been scared to show off my feelings. Hello, 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 got no meaning. No, I really see it. I know that look inside my eyes means always, even if we fall apart. Separable ties. Oh,